Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this is the Shovavim series, a special release of tools and principles to help increase self-understanding and control for a life of elevated Kedusha. So we left off last time talking about the compulsive behaviors in our lives that are more difficult for us to shake and for us to break habits around, as actually being rooted initially in their source and in their origins as being ways that we were actually trying to take care of ourselves, ways that we were trying to adapt to the situation and to meet the needs that were not being met in profound ways or in smaller ways. And so we talked about this analogy, this metaphor of the raft. And that what that means is that once the raft is developed as a life-saving mechanism, as a life-saving object, once the behavior is developed as a life-saving or a self-soothing or a self-medicating or a self-numbing way of coping and adapting to our struggles and our challenges, once that happens, it's very hard to let go of it because it's hardwired into us as something that is actually helpful. It's not something that we see as being bad. It's something that our system and our body actually perceives as being helpful. And so it's hard to let go of it. So what do we do? How do we try and work with that? And so this really brings us to the much deeper part of the work involved in trying to overcome and change when it comes to compulsive behaviors. Because what this part of the work entails is not just a matter of setting up checks and balances and safety measures and reaching out to other people and all those really important and good things that we've spoken about and being aware of our excuses and our rationalizations and of our patterns and of our behavioral, the ways that we wind up that eventually lead and the ritualization and rationalization, all that stuff, all of that is really important, but it's all a little bit more on the surface level of things. This part of the work says that we need to go deeper. We need to try and connect with that younger part of us who built the raft. The younger part of us who was lost in the forest, who was struggling in one way or another, whether it was with self-esteem in school, socially, academically, whether it was not feeling like they fit in or that they were an authentic part of the community, whether it was at home with parents or siblings, whether it was things internally within themselves, whatever it may have been, whatever that struggle was, that younger part of ourself that built the raft that was there to save our lives, the raft that was there to help us get out of the forest, out of whatever we were caught in, we were lost in, that younger part of us, we need to connect with him. We need to find him within ourselves. We need to ask ourselves, what age was I when I built this raft? And what was I struggling with? Can I be open enough with myself to even imagine, what did I look like at that age? How old was I? Was I 6? Was I 10? Was I 12? And how what did I look like? And can I imagine myself at that age? And now can I create a relationship between my adult self and that younger part of me? Can I start to facilitate and engage in a dialogue, in a conversation with that part of me? Can I ask my younger self, what were you feeling? What was going on for you? What were you needing? And can I start just by simply listening and really hearing and encouraging and inviting that part of me to be more vulnerable and to be more open with me? And can I really sit and listen? And that might take time. That's a real exercise. That's a real skill and experience to develop and to cultivate and to engage in. It's not something that happens quickly. But to really listen and to really build that relationship in a meaningful way so that we can understand what was going on when the raft got built. In the next video, I'll talk a little bit more about what we do after we listen. But the very beginning is the asking questions, open-ended questions, and listening and exploring and being curious in a vulnerable way with ourselves as to who that younger part of me was and what was going on in his life. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.